As we have reported, a Colorado paper noted that more than 12,000 Facebook users had joined a boycott of BatCountry.com. The sheriff's report said they were contacted by an attorney for the company, which is headquartered at the Redstone Center. He reported that the CEO, who lives in Snyderville, received an internet message saying, quote, "I know where you live, a nice little place in," mentioning the neighborhood, quote, "and you will suffer dire consequences," unquote. The attorney said the executive's family moved out of the house. Sheriff's Lieutenant Andrew Wright said he didn't know where they are at this point, but the company headquarters and the CEO's home were put on the deputy's property watch list. Lieutenant Wright said the message did not say specifically the reason for the threat, but given its timing, he said there's a good possibility it is related to the company's lawsuits. He said the suspect apparently had a fake social media page and may have communicated from Mammoth Lakes, California. As we've reported, BatCountry CEO Jonathan Nielsen issued an apology on November 6th on the company's website, where he said he was withdrawing a suit against at least one defendant, Maquette BatCountry. He said the company has tried to resolve the trademark disputes amicably and only pursued lawsuits as a last resort. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.